when the senior minister was speaking, I didn't hear him. Maybe you didn't get there, but he did not talk much about one district, one factory, or planting for food and jobs, because it will support, but it cannot go beyond a certain level. How many people will a small garri factory in a certain corner employ? Obviously, it will be just a small number. So let us not excite ourselves that it will create hundreds and millions and thousands of jobs in one moment. It will do something. It will add to it. And I think that it makes sense to me. But we should not make it look as if it will take over everything, as it were. That's why he did not emphasize on it maybe so much in this particular. I think that it will. If agriculture is given, but we have land problem, and land is a problem to support government in this one district, one factory. If they open it up fully, you hear the noise that will be out in this country about these people claiming that the land is theirs and they shouldn't touch it. And also the fact that planting for food and jobs is a good flagship program, but also it's about land.
Cuba, for instance, a sovereign country, and they have a comparative advantage of exporting human capital. Would you suggest we produce a lot of graduates year in, year out? They don't have jobs to do. We produce a lot of nurses. They are struggling to get employed and all that. Would you suggest that we look in that direction to say that we are ready to export human capital to other countries?
Yeah, it's a possibility, but we must also accept the challenge. You know, our good friend Donald Trump's program today is rather exporting some of our people down here for us. They also want jobs. And so, obviously, not everything that we are doing that will respond to that kind of thing. Europe is squeezing people out. Everywhere, there is a squeeze. And so, Ghanaians should not deceive themselves thinking that things will be flowery. And so we must accept that it's a challenge. We must gradually, with patience, understand that not every nation will be willing to welcome your people, however skillful we claim they are. But we can train more. It's better to have the people educated than not to have them educated. So yes, let's educate more. Let's create space for entrepreneurship. Let's create space for more private sector to expand, and so forth and so on. That way, we can employ. The schools are there. The teachers might be employed. The nurses might be employed. But it costs money. The fiscal policy can be derailed if we overly go beyond the manpower ceiling.
Labor and ADR expert Austin Gamm.